Steve Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
Are you excited about the games? I bet you are.
Oh, it's very exciting. We've just had a stakeholder meeting and we had 20-odd sports that participated in that meeting, with some of them zooming in from around the state, which is great.
Right, so you've locked in Thursday the 20th to Sunday the 23rd of October. Is that still the case?
That's still the case, but it is a bit of flexibility where sports, if they get over registration numbers, they can stretch it out to maybe Wednesday or even the Monday if they wish to, but the main event will be the 20th to the 23rd of October.
What sort of sports will be involved? Just to name a few.
Well, we've got basketball, we're looking at badminton, bowls, golf. There's an interest in swimming. There's an interest in cricket, hockey. So we're covering small ball and air rifle shooting has come on board as well, and mountain biking. Something for anybody who would like to get a bit active and try something out and come along and have a great time with a bit of a competition.
Have you got venues on board or what?
Well, that'll be up to the sports to secure their venues. From the stakeholder meeting, we outlined what the sports' responsibilities and tasks will be, as well as what the Tasmania Masters Games Committee's tasks will be. Part of that will be to secure the venues. They've got to look at all their rosters leading up to this event to move around so we can, venues can be made available for each sport. And it's about communication between each sport and other venues and councils and the committee.
Right. Now, what about sponsorship?
Sponsorship, we're certainly open to anybody out there who'd like to come on board and take up this opportunity. We've also approached the state and federal government, especially federal government. Recently, we've contacted them direct and invited them to the stakeholders meeting, but to provide each one of them a briefing on the games, and we're awaiting their response at the moment.
Events of this type obviously require a lot of volunteers. So how's that going?
Yes, we've slowly been contacted by local people who'd like to volunteer and be involved with the games. We're working at a strategy currently in regards to that and what that may look like. And, of course, all the sporting clubs will have their normal volunteers that'll help them out during the competition days.
You're going to include all abilities as well?
Yes, we're looking at wheelchair basketball. There's boccia, which is a form of bocce where you throw the metal balls, except this one they use a slide to let the ball release the balls.
Yeah.
So that, I think that'd be challenging. There's also opportunities with athletics, and currently in talks with the Devonport Country Club, there's maybe about lawn bowls with the release handle that they have.
Yeah.
That they use for the bowls. There's a group of people who are involved in that. But so walking soccer, walking netball, all possibilities to allow people, even with mobility issues, to come and participate.
I'm just reading some of the stats that you've put out. Now, we had the Australian Masters Games on the northwest coast, mainly around Devonport, and that was in 2017. They had 5,000 athletes participated. But 78% of interstate attendees to those games said they would like to return to Tasmania. So this is a great opportunity for them to do that.
Oh, my word. And already we've had people from Sydney that have contacted us about gymnastics. We've got the Wheelchair Association from Victoria who's friended us on Facebook. So there's an interest there. And I've been contacted directly from Rosevale in the Barossa Valley in South Australia about badminton. So we're slowly getting the message out there. When I say that, we're still in our infancy. We haven't even finalised the sport. And it is three states already from three different sports contacting us. So it tells us that there's a market out there, and it tells us that there's interest from interstate to come over here and participate. It's a no-brainer, I hope, for the federal government and the politicians and potential candidates are listening that, come and help us out, get this up and running. It'll be a great event for Tasmania.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's a heap of information. I know you update the Facebook page fairly regularly. So if you search Tasmanian Masters Games on Facebook, you'll get a heap of information there. Well, let's hope you get that sponsorship because, you know, some people might say, well, why are you doing this? Well, I say, why not? You know?
Well, exactly. Look, there's a lot of things why, and one is the health and mental health of us experienced people with sports who probably wouldn't mind pulling on the boots again, but are a little bit slower than your younger comparisons.
Yeah.
But there's also tourism for our local business. There's also sports for local clubs that can actually make a buck out of this participation. And, of course, we have an educational link with Don College students who are going to use the Tasmanian Masters Games as a real-life experience that goes with their education. So there's about four or five different levels of linkages throughout our community. So to me, it's a no-brainer to federal government, state government and sponsors, et cetera, to get involved with.
Yep, get on board. All right, thanks very much, Steve.
My pleasure, Darren.